This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So now it's being reported that the Chi-Com heiress, who's like royalty with hundreds of billions of dollars of stolen loot from the Chinese slaves, is a Chinese communist agent spying on the American people through cell phones and 5G. We're going to have that guest from the New York Post back with us on Friday. It's Christmas Eve. We're going over all of it. First off, Silicon Valley is China's Trojan horse. Here's the report.
Very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Where is the outrage for the scores of American globalists siding with China, who have made Russian hacking look like child's play? The Wall Street Journal reported that federal prosecutors will bring criminal charges against hackers linked to the Chinese government who have allegedly engaged in sophisticated multi-year schemes to break into U.S. technology service providers in order to compromise the network of their clients.
You've never seen a country dedicate its resources, its espionage resources, to steal economic information and then use it against us, against our economy.
At one point, the penetration was so complete, a chamber thermostat was communicating with a computer in China.
The hackers allegedly gained access to a number of American companies and government agencies that rely on service providers.
Meanwhile, China is demanding that arrested Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou be released immediately, as Bloomberg reported China's Vice Foreign Minister Lei Yuqing has summoned the U.S. Ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, in a protest over the arrest of Huawei Technologies Company CFO Meng Wanzhou, and said it will take further action if needed. Meng was arrested in Vancouver on December 1st on the orders of U.S. authorities for allegedly violating American sanctions on selling technology to Iran. Canada's ambassador to China was summoned to the ministry on Saturday. Why is Huawei so dangerous? Well, the MIT Technology Review reported that the Chinese firm is the world's largest manufacturer of things like base stations and antennas that mobile operators use to run wireless networks. And those networks carry data that's used to help control power grids, financial markets, transport systems, and other parts of country's vital infrastructure. The fear is that China's military and intelligence services could insert software or hardware backdoors into Huawei's gear that they could exploit to degrade or disable foreign wireless networks in the event of a crisis. This has led to moves in the U.S. to block Chinese equipment from being used. And 5G is coming whether you want it or not. What that means is that 5G will enable smart grids to talk to your vehicle, control robots, and military use by the 5G network will exponentially increase. As MIT Tech Review continues, it will also ramp up the amount of corporate and other data that hackers can target. Both Australia and New Zealand have recently banned the use of Huawei equipment in new 5G wireless infrastructure. This week, the UK's BT followed suit. Even though China could potentially hack into our network, Silicon Valley continues its love affair with Beijing. Reuters reported more than 20 Silicon Valley venture capital firms have close ties to a Chinese government fund or state-owned entity, according to interviews with venture capital sources and publicly available information. The Huawei CFO arrest is hypothetically similar to Apple CEO Tim Cook being arrested by the Chinese, with the exception that Americans probably wouldn't be too upset about that.
Rogue actors and even governments have taken advantage of user trust to deepen divisions, incite violence, and even undermine our shared sense of what is true and what is false. Now more than ever, as leaders of governments, as decision makers in business, and as citizens, we must ask ourselves a fundamental question. What kind of world do we want to live in?
All right, folks. We're going to be back on the other side on this Christmas Eve worldwide broadcast, the most hated, dreaded program in the world by pedophiles.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Man, Trump has made the Democrats mad. He signed a bill where black people don't get three times the prison time of whites. Yeah, he signed it Friday. And it gets worse. He tried to get jobs into the U.S. and tried to boost the stock market. But don't worry. The private Federal Reserve raised interest rates seven times, never did that under Obama. And Bill Maher said, we're going to plunge the economy and teach folks to hate Trump. And then Trump did something even worse that's got Rachel Maddow, the other war hawks, really angry. He's cut the troops in Afghanistan by half after 18 years and pulled the troops out of Syria, something he promised to do. He kept a promise. Man, I'm starting to get really ashamed that I supported Trump. He's doing everything he said he would do, and I'm going to blame him for the economy imploding. I'm not going to blame the big banks that did it. And I'm actually proud to stand with Maddow and others. No, actually, Maddow's a disgusting monster, and so they all are. The right-wingers, the left-wingers, it's all sick. Trump's for real. And I'm not saying he's a Christ-like figure, but it goes back to Pontius Pilate with Christ saying, I find no fault in this man. But he says, it's the Jewish holiday. I will give you one life, because I'm going to execute Barabbas. I'm going to execute Jesus. Barabbas was a robber, a murderer, a rapist, a con man. And they said, give us Barabbas! We don't want prosperity. We don't want justice. We want the Chi-Coms to run over us. Give us Barabbas. Well, Greg Reese, one of our great reporters, has filed this powerful report. It's up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. I hope you'll share it. 2018 Top 10 Stories Ignored by the Fake News. Here it is.
The 2018 Top 10 Stories Ignored by the Fake News. Number 10, President Trump's Successes. While the fake news was busy with porn stars and baseless Russian conspiracy theories, they continued to ignore all of President Trump's historical wins. Record economic growth, a Korean peace summit, 85 judges confirmed, and a groundbreaking criminal justice reform bill, to name a few. Number 9, the imprisonment of Tommy Robinson. For reporting on organized human trafficking of underage girls, Tommy Robinson was arrested and thrown in jail without a trial. His relentless fight for justice has not only been ignored by the fake news, but they attempt to destroy his character whenever his name is mentioned. Number 8, conservative censorship on social media. After continuously caught lying to Congress, the new social media giants continue to purge their platforms of conservative voices. Using the nonsense term hate speech, they continue to destroy all social discourse, and the fake news continues to ignore this historical attack on free speech. Number 7, China. From China's colonization of Africa in the Belt and Road Initiative, to military spies and universities, and even the targeted persecution and murder of Christians, Buddhists, and Muslims. The fake news acts like a propaganda machine for the Chinese government, ignoring any story that puts the growing superpower in a negative light. Number 6, global nationalism. While the people of the world become united with nationalism, the fake news continues to push division with globalist doublespeak, acting as gatekeepers for the decaying elitists of the old world order. They ignore this unprecedented global awakening. Number 5, Google's Dragonfly. America's biggest tech giant, Google, has decided to serve the communist Chinese by tracking all of its citizens, targeting political dissidents, and compiling a social credit score straight out of George Orwell's 1984. Number 4, voter fraud. During the 2018 midterms, more suspicious activity than ever before was being reported by citizens and independent journalists across the nation. Even brazen Brenda Snipes of Broward County was protected by the silence of the fake news. Number 3, mysterious fires in California. The world watched in wonder as thousands of buildings burned to white powdery ash in mere hours. The temperatures were hot enough to melt glass and aluminum alloy, but somehow left the surrounding trees untouched. Number 2, New Mexico terrorist compound. Prominent New York imam Siraj Wahaj's family was found in a crude compound in the New Mexican desert, training children to shoot up schools with semi-automatic weapons and sacrificing one of their own children in a bizarre Islamic death ritual. Number 1. Deep state crimes. The number one glaring omission of 2018, and the sole purpose of the fake news media network, is the long list of crimes committed by America's entrenched, corrupt deep state. Uranium One, Clinton Foundation crimes, illegal FISA warrants, and human trafficking, all covered up and assisted by rogue elements of the FBI, the DOJ, and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. If there is any hope for America, then 2019 will be the year we shine the light into the darkness and uproot the cancer known as the deep state. From InfoWars.com, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and 1776 worldwide.
Greg is an amazing researcher, journalist, and editor, and his video is on InfoWars.com right now. You gotta scroll halfway down. It's been up since yesterday. It's 2018 Top 10 Stories Ignored by the Fake News. Only you can send that out via email. Only you can post it to Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. Repost it. All our stuff's free to air. People send me emails all the time. Can I put InfoWars on the side of my barn? Yeah, First Amendment says you can. I'm begging you, please do it. We're free to air. I'm not sitting here territorializing what we do. Plus, you have that right. Just get the information out. Now, we've got some guests coming on that have been taking action in a great way. We'll cover this when we come back. But there's a report I didn't have time to get to because I don't have time to defend myself. But when I can play something that's illustrative of deception that informs others and defends InfoWars, I'll do it. So I try to defend InfoWars. They have me off balance on defense instead of offense all the time. But, man, they've got this new thing out there that is just total lies. And I've had a few people in airports and places bring it up to me. Remember back 2.5 years ago, I was having a custody battle with my ex-wife, which she failed at. Thank God. Media lied and said I lost my kids. I didn't. And they said, Jones said in the hearing, he's an actor. It's all fake. They never showed video. They never showed a transcript. They never showed me saying it. And it was my ex-wife showing me, God bless her, 10 years ago, dressed up in a Joker outfit, going, oh, kids, take drugs. It's good. It'll kill you. It's fun to die. I was being sarcastic so they wouldn't use drugs or take vaccines or drink fluoride. And my lawyer went, Your Honor, that's not admissible to the jury. He's being an actor there. Yeah, in that piece, I was being an actor. 99% of the time, I'm being damn serious. Everybody knows it. But they played that game. Well, they're back with that. And then they sued Roger Stone, this Steve Bannon guy did, to say that, oh, this Chinese nationalist wasn't this or that. So Stone said, yes, this part I said wasn't accurate. That gets spun to Jones admits it's fake. And here's the headline where they say that Alex Jones admits he's fake. And it's a total and complete absolute lie. But if I have time later, I'll get to it. It's just crazy how these people operate and how incredibly deceptive they are and how stupid they think we are. InfoWars admits it's fake from Rebel HQ. The little telltale sign is they never show a video, they never show any audio. I demand that the woman on that show have me on to defend myself. Or maybe she wants a lawsuit. She's about to get one.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Or is that Frank Sinatra? I can't remember. All I know is, if I read the newspaper, they tell me it's evil right-wingers. I was up in Omaha seeing my wife's family, her dad, the last few days. And you think, oh, this is just leftist stuff online. Yeah, this is just like the Daily Beast. No, the Omaha Daily Herald was like, boys being boys and playing with Nerf guns is bad. Next article, the new Dick Cheney movie's out. It sucks, and Alex Jones is in it. I haven't seen it yet. I guess I'm in it. I'm literally reading this at breakfast. It's like, and the next thing is, well, you know, songs like Baby It's Cold Outside really are sexist and should be banned. And you're like, this is in regular newspapers. So where does it end? So Paul and Frank Stringini are a pair of brothers who have a YouTube channel featuring humorous animations and songs that are sometimes provocative and offensive. They are artists with a message to corporate censors. Censor us and we will destroy you. And they also made this little fun online video game. They are staunch free speech advocates and American patriots. They're also creators of a video about a real video game they made called Alex Jones versus the MPCs. And again, you can find the Stringini Bros on YouTube, stringinibrothers.com. Now, there's even a Sandy Hook statement where the media says, no kids died, and I hit the guy with an axe. I believe kids died there. They've taken that out of context, but they use that as this point to attack me. But I wanted to talk to you guys the next few segments about what you're doing, because creating art, creating literature, creating images, creating ideas is what the establishment's most scared of. So you guys are the cure. So I want to say Merry Christmas to you. Hard to believe that's a politically incorrect statement. And we salute you. And what's on your mind here on Christmas Eve, my friends?
Merry Christmas, Alex.
Merry Christmas, Alex.
Nice talking to you. Yeah. Well, the thing that is most on our mind is freedom of speech. There are these conglomerates, corporations that want to shut people down, like you. One of the reasons we were inspired to make the game was because of what they did to you and the way they distorted the truth. You know, they're supposed to be the people who give us the truth, but they're spreading lies and misinformation. And part of what this game is supposed to portray, it's saying a lot of things. But we are not going to sit by while they take away our freedoms and they tell us what we're allowed to hear or listen to. We're explorers. We want to explore the world and know what's out there. And I'm not going to allow any corporation to tell me I can't hear something like Alex Jones. If I want to listen to Alex Jones, I'm going to listen to Alex Jones. And I think YouTube, one problem with YouTube is it's kind of like the public square. That's what it became. I know it's owned by a private corporation, but that doesn't matter. It is like the public square. And if Alex Jones and I are going to sit down at a table and have a conversation, it's not the business of anyone around me to say whether or not we can have that conversation.
And by the way, you're right. They got immunity under Section 230 in the Telecommunications Decency Act for 20 years. They have immunity under saying it's a town square. So they want to have it both ways.
Yeah, they can't be allowed to do that. We can't let them get away with this. And we made a provocative video here. This is meant to be provocative, because it's like, you know, like when you've had the thing about Robert Mueller. You know, I want to take out having that metaphorical showdown. Anyone listening to that could totally tell what you were talking about. But then they portray it like, oh, he was calling for the assassination of Robert Mueller. It's like that never happened. It's ridiculous. And it's like, and the dangerous thing is that they don't realize the danger is. If they don't allow people to speak, what are people left with? What comes next? And so they can't be allowed to win. And that's why in this game, you can't lose. Because we're not allowed to lose. We must win this fight. You can't kill Alex Jones in this game. Because we are going to win. And when the sun comes out again, that is, and we put Trump's face on it, but it's not just about Trump. It's about the rising American spirit that will not allow our rights to be trampled on by corporations that don't understand how critical this is. And if they're bringing,
well, let's expand on that, because there's a lot of older people listening. A lot of adults are like, hey, a lot of our veterans, you know, they're like, yeah, video games, I do stuff in the real world. If they'll send it to their grandkids or their kids and it goes viral through the young people, which we've already done many times, that's how you get to them, is through something like this. So tell people, where do they go find the free video game?
You can find the video game at stringanime.com /npc/index.html.
But you can also go right there on the YouTube channel and you can find the link right there.
Yep, right on YouTube. And if you
and again, that's the String
Alex
Genie Trump Brothers. That's the String Genie Brothers. But most of our audience, even though we're on TV, is talk radio. So spell that out for folks. www.stringgeniebrothers.com/NPC/index. The best way is to say Alex Jones versus the NPCs game. That'll pull
it
up.
You can find it. Absolutely. Yeah, you can do any search for NPC versus Alex Jones or Alex Jones versus NPC. And you'll find us right there on the first page of the video, or the game will be available there. And the video has the link to the game.
I like how Trump is the sun smiling down. That's a good thing.
It puts me in a good mood.
Yeah, I love that. I don't know how we're going to defeat them, but we are going to defeat them. It's not possible that we can allow this to happen. The American spirit and the human spirit is way too strong for us to allow these Poindexter corporate types to come in and tell us what we can, can't say, or think about. I mean, it's like they're not allowing you to think about things. And that's,
well, I'm going
to
ask you guys this in the next segment, but let's get into this now. Look, I knew they hated Trump. I knew he was good. He brought the economy back. He delivered almost everything he said he could do. Now that he's pulling troops out and reforming the prison system, the left could never do. They're the ones that did it. And Hillary said blacks were animals and all this crazy crap. It's like he literally is like the Messiah compared to the left, and they're even more pissed. So I never questioned my support of Trump because gut level I knew it was right. But now I'm feeling even more secure in what I did. What about you guys?
I do feel good about it. You know, when Trump was running in 2016, we did another video called the Trump Studded Banner, which was kind of a parody of the Star Studded Banner.
That's available on the YouTube channel.
And one of the things I wanted to emphasize in that song was that these people want to send our children to die in wars that we have no interest in. I have 7 sons. I'm not interested in my sons being sacrificed for the global
invasion. By the way, I'm jealous. You have 7 sons. That's pretty badass.
I do. I always love it, man. I can say, I'm a man with 7 sons. That's like, that's...
You know, that's like mythologically powerful, right?
Yeah, there's a mythological story there. It's like, I want to fulfill that vision. I want to be that man. It was just like Christ.
Well, hold on. I'm a little jealous right now. I got 3 daughters and a son, but you know, mythologically, you had 7 sons in a row. That means the 7th son. What's the 7th one like? He's supposedly the big one.
He's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah.
He's pretty amazing. Yeah, we named him Satimio.
There's only one thing that trumps the firstborn. That's a 7th son. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, 7th son, right? That's like that goes. That's back
in the Iron Maiden song, but it goes back before that. A 7th son in Norse stuff, but also in Romans, like a holy son. So it's a big deal. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Info War on Christmas Eve, bearing down, trying to build a future for humanity. We don't know if we're going to win, but if we give up, we lose. This is the Info War for all the marbles. Straight ahead, we'll talk to 2 men fighting in the information war. Whatever you do, spread these links and tell folks about local stations. If you don't, Hillary Rodham Clinton thanks you. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, when I was a young boy,
it's Muddy Waters and the Alex Jones Show, Christmas Eve, with Paul and Frank String Genie, great YouTubers and video gamers. So let's go ahead and go to a little bit of video and audio of their new already hit video game. Here it is. I'm animated.
This coordinated conservative uprising about being muzzled by liberal CEOs.
And I'm coming.
The public legal and financial crackdown on Jones works.
This is what everybody was like before us.
Alex Jones has been behind several right-wing conspiracy theories.
I'm an explorer! All right, let's cut back to our friends. There's no one in the studio right now. I don't know where they're at. This crazy tomahawk. Yes. Seriously, what are these doing around the office? But there's camera five about 30 feet away. The question is, can I hit camera five? No training. The problem is I could definitely get it, but that light's in my way. This is going to mess up. I don't want to mess up anything. But this is the kind of stuff you do on Christmas Eve. Let me see. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. It's all right. Hit the light. See, I told you the light was in the way. Hey, I get three chances. Bring the hatchet back, please. God, it just hacked the hell out of the black floor. Okay. All right. I knew the side shot was the way to go. I apologize. Can someone bring the hatchet back? We're going to do it. Go back to Alex Jones. I'll get my own hatchet. Go back to Alex Jones. This is Christmas Eve right now.
You attacked me and lied.
I can't do things in simulation. No. You don't approve of it? Oh, no. No one's in here. But you're out of the room. All right, back to me. Let me see if I can get camera five now, because I was going to get it. It's a good 30 feet away. Damn, hit the TV that time. All right, we got to keep going here. Because third time's the charm right now with the hatchet. It's Christmas Eve. My God, here. We're doing good here with the hatchet. You guys are the ones that brought the hatchet. You can't just do this in, like, the third dimension, the fourth dimension. All right, this is the final shot. If I can't make it now, I'm no good.
Media giants are coming together to take down.
Stuck in the wall, but I didn't get it. All right, actually, it was all 3D. None of it was real. None of it was real. Oh, my God, can you zoom in on that TV over there? That is badass. What if it hit the fire extinguisher and got me? Oh, my God. I never got camera five. Can we show the TV over here, though? Look, this is badass. Right here, this TV. Okay. I don't need that TV for now. I apologize. Everybody said it was a bad idea. Hey, great part of it was all simulated. Gentlemen, getting back to you. Let's get back to your video game and where you see the state of the world. Paul and Frank Stringini, tell us about your video games, your YouTube site, what you're doing.
We're just trying to, we're just really passionate about being able to speak our minds. You know, and our mostly what we're doing is we're having fun. Actually, we have a business together, and our YouTube channel is just about having fun and expressing ourselves more. And, you know, it's not something I normally get into in our ordinary business, but, like, this is so important. We need to be able to speak. We need to be able to tell the world what we think. If there's a controversial idea that someone has, it's like it's not up to some corporate oligarch to decide if I can hear it. And I can't get beyond that. If we can't talk, we can't have peace. That's how we're going to get to peace. That's how we're going to get to a future where we have peace and not war. And it's like when they shut people down, they shut people up, they cut off their incomes, what's going to be left to them? What's going to be left to people who have nothing left? You know, they shut down, you know, they go after your hosting, they go after your money, they go after everything that supports you. And when we made this game, I was a little hesitant because I realized that there's a bit of a risk. You know, you offend them. Like the guy who did the Trump meme with the CNN and the wrestling. They went to his house. I dared them to come to my house. They'll regret it. I live there. I live out in the country on 3 acres. You won't want to be there alone with me and my sons.
Keep going, gentlemen. I'm just busy playing with my axe here. I'm a bad person. Hey, I want you guys to know as regular guests. We got to get you an external mic, though. That's a very important part of this. So I'm very pleased to have you guys here with us on Christmas Eve.
Ooh. It's great to be here.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we welcome back. Definitely.
So tell me about your political evolution to where we are. Like, you're horrible. Like, you want criminal justice reform so black people don't get triple sentences that whites get. I mean, you're with Trump on that horrible racism. You want jobs back and on one-sided trade deals. You want our troops pulled out, as Trump promised, out of all these countries. You want his borders secure our nation. I mean, next year you want to say you want oxygen for your children. This is like, you want to apologize to the world for your evil?
No, I don't actually. I wanted actually to make this as offensive as possible to the to those powers like CNN, MSNBC. I wanted them to be seen taking acts on. They're not people. They're corporations, and they can't control us. And there's no way. There's no way in hell I'm going to just sit by idly while they do this. When they took you down, that really bugged me. You know, politically speaking, I supported Trump. I supported Ron Paul. I've always been for freedom. We've both always been for freedom. And about patriotism and about protecting America and our future and the future for our children. It's like these people are thinking about a future, but their idea of the future is they run everything, they own everything.
No, that's it. They rape our free will and we don't exist, and they're pissed while we're pissed. Like, we're not trying to gang rape their future.
No, but that's exactly what they want to do with us. They want to be able to dictate, oh, this is what's okay to think, this is what's this not.
So let me clear. I'm familiar with your work. Are you Paul or are you Frank?
I'm Paul.
That's what I thought. Frank, you're the quiet guy. Let's end the last 3 minutes with you. What do you want to say?
I wanted to make America funny again. I want to make it great again. I remember senses of humor that I enjoyed when I was a kid, and I thought everybody just had a great sense of humor, so it was a natural fit to do cartoons. And the movie with Trump was a good fit for me because it was like everything I wanted, not just the family stuff, but just everything about Trump really rubbed me the right way. And like you said about your gut, I felt that about you, and I felt that about Trump. And it was all just freedom and freedom. It was like a fountain of all these good aspects of Americana that I enjoyed. So without even having to really think about it and do extensive research beyond what just convinced me initially, the research that I did, I was satisfied. And I felt right at home. Voting for Trump and moving forward, border security, the whole nine yards.
And boy, has he not delivered or tried to deliver. I mean, how could people piss on what he's done so far? They're idiots if they do this.
Yeah, well, they got to stop taking the boob tube too serious and, do some other activities.
I believe he's trying, and if they succeed in taking him out, that's very dangerous. That can't happen, and that really concerns me. I do not want these, because they're actively trying to assassinate his character, destroy his presidency, just like what they're doing with you.
But I got to say, I don't feel as a victim. I feel very honored to be in this position. And all of us that stand together, whether it be old, young, black, white, you know, Italian, Russian, Nigerian, Mexican, we love liberty, and that power is incredible. I got to tell you, I've been around the country. I think we're winning way better than we know. We shouldn't listen to corporate media because I think people are awake, man. That's what I'm saying.
I believe, you know, they talk about the red pill, the blue pill, and the black pill, but I'm thoroughly a white pillar, and that's not a dog whistle. What that means is I have an optimistic outlook on the future. I have to. I have children.
Now, again, black pill means you believe it's all F. You believe in the future.
I do. I believe in the future, and that it's going to be positive.
How about a platinum pill, then? Platinum pill.
That's even better. I believe we're going to learn, like, we're going to learn to live together in peace and harmony. That's what we have to try to do, because the alternative is absolutely unacceptable.
Well, I salute you, gentlemen. I'm very excited. What's the best website? We've got the StringGenieBrothers.com, and awesome job. We really appreciate both of you. Again, the best place to search, though, what do they search? Because, you know, because obviously people mess up on names. What's the best way to search what you guys are doing?
It is kind of our names.
Well, you can always...
All String Genie is one good way, or just YouTube. Look up Alex Jones versus the NPC.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars has given the gift of thought, but you gave us that gift, didn't you? God, I love to have a white Christmas, snow on the ground. My daughters love that. Only had that once. Went to Colorado like 10 years ago. But most of my daughters weren't even born then. I got $3. God Almighty, I'm blessed. You know, I've got a special report I want to air about LeBron James, who is a good-looking, really talented guy, but he's a traitor against humanity. He's a real piece of crap. So we're going to talk about him coming up here in just a moment. Please don't forget that tomorrow is a rebroadcast, but a special rebroadcast. And then Wednesday after Christmas is David Knight. And then the next day is Owen Schroyer. Then I'll be here on Friday. And they are loaded for bear with a bunch of huge, really big guests coming up. And please don't forget that even though the Christmas shopping is over, your funding of us isn't essential. It's critical. Without you, it's over. And so we've got still store-wide free shipping, free T-shirt, double Patriot points, 50-75% off, year-end clearance still going right now, InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm very humble, and I appreciate you all. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this LeBron James piece that I cut in a hotel room yesterday. Just looking at this modern slave master. Here it is. The truth is, LeBron James and people like him, whether they be black, white, old, young, who follow political correctness and who try to impose it on us, are slaves. They're slaves to a global corporate ideology that seeks to override all legitimate cultures and create a global culture of having chips on our shoulders and of identifying anything and everything as racist or divisive. It is a culture of balkanization, a culture of division, a broke-back system in the name of unity that actually fractures our cultures. And this has been the globalist program for decades in the West. Cultural Marxism is what it's called. In the West, we're not embracing financial Marxism. We know that socialism and communism is a nightmare system. But we do embrace the division of race and religion. And we do it because we have a Christian ethos of having guilt that actually led us to end slavery and bring forward women's rights and other things that is now being used against us. The fact that the West has a conscience compared to Asia or Africa or many other areas, the fact that we have one of the strongest historical consciences out there, and hence the birthplace of modern civilization, the fact that we have a system of feeling and a system of rules is used against us by the sociopathic controllers who are of every race, color, and creed. Now, let's go ahead and break this down. LeBron James comes out and joins Colin Kaepernick. They both have huge Nike contracts. LeBron James is the biggest in history to put out what they're supposed to say, their talking points, just like they're actors. Just like actors are slaves to the producers and directors, LeBron James and Colin Kaepernick are nothing but race baiters because they've been hired to do so by Nike, who's increased their last quarter profits 20% off of the race baiting of Kaepernick. So now LeBron James is beginning to beta test, saying that the white owners of the NFL are slave masters and have plantation mentalities and all the rest of this garbage. Here's the quotes: old white men with slave mentality towards players. So let's talk facts. You couldn't be more hypocritical or pathetic here. A, he's following globalist talking points from a big corporation that's making money off division. Then if you expand on that, LeBron James is worth $440 million. He's probably only halfway through his career, so at the end of the day, he'll make close to $1 billion. Boy, it's terrible to be a slave. But see, he is a slave to the corporate system and to the globalist slave masters who want psychological and cultural division. So in a way, he's right that the owners are slave masters, but they're slaves to the globalist on top of them as well. So LeBron James is a intellectual slave. But he's also a person that brings other slaves into the slavery and passes on the psychological disease. Continuing. Nike, of course, famously owns some of the worst slave factories and sweatshops across the world, from China to Indonesia, where workers have reportedly even been killed for trying to unionize. But because they're Asian, it's okay, and LeBron James can push it and feel good because he's creating division in one of the freest, greatest nations on earth that if he really hates, he should leave. But, of course, he doesn't do that. He's a big, fat parasite. Now, continuing with what Kaepernick is up to, let's not also forget that on average, his shoes cost about $200 a piece and mainly target inner city youth and others that see it as a social sign and spend money that they could use on books or a new computer or to go on a vacation or a trip to learn something instead to wear big, ugly, stupid tennis shoes made by slaves. So you've got that hypocritical garbage by LeBron, the slave James. LeBron, the slave of the man James. LeBron, the slave that enslaves others, LeBron James. So again, they're all
also killing the golden goose, but the corporatists don't care because it's part of a larger strategic plan. The last 3 years of the NFL taking knees and pissing all over America and saying the American flag is evil and racist, overall viewership of the NFL is down 40%. Many of the arenas see their seats half empty and slashing ticket prices, and ESPN's down 35% the last 2 years and has had massive layoffs after layoffs. So a lot of folks out there are not slaves to the NFL and to the NBA and to ESPN are getting off the plantation. So that's a good thing. Because, again, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are not going to stop because they have this mission to totally and completely divide us. It doesn't matter what they do to their political systems or even their delivery systems. They will ruin these so-called institutions like the NFL and the NBA for their global world government system. And, of course, all football and baseball and basketball turning into a mass spectator sport has done is divide our cultures and our families and made it the center of the family to where more and more we don't even have any type of identity outside of professional sports. And only now that it's totally politically weaponized do people balk at absorbing the poison. Continuing with the analysis, ladies and gentlemen, we have real slavery in this nation and in the world. And we have LeBron James creating the slavery of chip on the shoulder and the whites are inherently evil. That then betrays Martin Luther King Jr. and other Christians that pushed to not judge people on what color they are, but on the character of their deeds, what they actually do, and what they stand for. If LeBron James, in closing, really wanted to be a real man, he would not just follow the corporate talking points of division that he's given. And he would talk about why we've gone from 1 in 35,000 young boys having autism to 1 in 58, and why there are over 5 million people with autism in the United States right now. He'd ask, why is cancer up several thousand percent, depending on the type of cancer, especially in children? He'd ask, why are IQs dropping so fast across the Western world? He'd ask, why is the family, especially the black family, gone from 20% illegitimacy to 85% illegitimacy? Why are fathers taken out of the home? It's the Democrats. It's a plan. What about abortion? What about the fact that 50%+ of blacks never make it out of the womb and are killed inside their mothers, and about 30% of whites and Hispanics? But see, he doesn't care about that. That's not a talking point. Oh, why doesn't he praise Donald Trump for the first real prison reform in 50 years, reversing what the Clintons passed and their crime bill that gave black people 3 times the sentences of white people? Why isn't he giving Trump any praise for doing that? Because he's a race baiter that follows orders of the big, fat, old, evil corporatist from communist China and the U.S. other places. And they're Chinese, and they're white, and they're Hispanic, and they're African. But what they are is slave masters controlling people. But he won't say a damn thing about what Trump's done because he is a slave of the system. LeBron James is a slave putting chains on your children, whether they be black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian. He is a sickening, evil person that knows damn well what he's doing. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, what about screen time brain damaging people? What about the lower IQs from that? Talk about the screen time. Talk about kids getting outside and outdoors and exercising or enjoying the great outdoors. What about radical Islam killing over 1 million people last year, mainly women and children and gays? You won't hear jack crap out of LeBron James because that's not the talking point. What about all the other big issues that are out there? No, you're not going to hear a damn thing from this selfish person worth $400+ million who then lectures America how it's racist and bad and evil, but he sure as hell has gotten rich and powerful from living in this nation. So that's my message to LeBron James.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Any place. space, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.